What is up, everyone, everyone, everyone? It is another day, another time, and another week for the Real Talk Monday podcast. I got my girl, my sister, one that y'all know very well up in the building with me. It's Kay. What up, Kay?
Hey, y'all. Hey, what's up?
What is up, sissy? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just finished eating crabs.
Yeah, anybody that listens to any of our podcasts, you know, she always somewhere eating right now.
I just finished.
But, I know. But, y'all tonight. We know that last night was a rerun episode of World Talk Monday, but we had to give y'all a little something for our podcast listeners. So, Kay, tell them what we're talking about today.
I thought you were going to tell it. I think it's about relationships. I can't remember.
Yeah, do relationship goals, is relationship still a real thing?
Oh, that's a good topic. I like that topic.
Goals still a real thing. So, Kay, I'm going to let you kick it off. Then I'll follow you.
Okay. So, what was the question? Is relationship goals still a thing? Well, here's my take on relationship goals. I don't have any goals of anybody else's relationship that I want, if that makes sense. Because you know how we be out there, you got people out there saying, oh, like, for example, let me see. Give me a couple. That
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Okay. Yeah, let's use them. I don't want a Jay-Z and Beyonce goals. Because here's the thing. We don't know what they're dealing with. We don't know what they're going through. We don't know how they got to where they are. And the reason why I'm able to say that, because I'm going to take it from a spiritual side. I remember one time, you know, my dad, the way he is, he don't let nothing really get to him. Like, he don't let nothing bother him. He let, you know. So I said one time in church, I was like, if I can just get to the level that my father is at, and this man told me, I never forget, I can't remember, I wish I remember who it was, and I think I remember, but anyways, he told me, he was like, don't ever say that, because you don't want to go through what he's been through to get where he is. So that also goes for this. I don't want to go through what nobody else went through to get where they are, relationship-wise, and then also, you don't know if people are really happy. So no, that's not my relationship goal. My relationship goal is what's going to be my relationship goal with whoever I'm with. Set our own goals. But is relationship goals a thing? I think it is. Like, I think that every relationship should have goals, you know?
I agree. I kind of agree with you. Where, like, I don't want a Beyonce and Jay-Z relationship. I don't want a Barack and Michelle relationship.
Right.
I don't want a Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union relationship.
I definitely don't want that one.
I don't want James and Selena James relationship. I want the relationship that God has for me. And what I'm grateful for is that where I am now, we have gotten to a point, we have set off but everybody else thinks our relationship ought to be like.
That's the part. When you get there,
on what we know God is telling us that our relationship is supposed to be like.
Okay.
Because to be honest, y'all, there has been times where I have surrounded myself with so many people and I've seen people with so many ideas in their that are throwing ideas in your ears. This could for them.
Right.
But just because it works for them doesn't mean that's going to
work
for
you.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying do not go and get sound advice. Thank you. I have people around me. We have people around me who give us sound advice. But we're not going around saying we want a relationship like we have. Because at the end of the day, we don't know. You see in the song that says, you don't know the cost of my alabaster box. You do not know how to paid to get to where they at. You don't know how much they sacrificed. You don't know the sleepless nights they had. You don't know the nights that they argued with each other to get to where they are now. So I would say, like, oh yeah, definitely, we're definitely setting our own, and we are not anybody else's speed on it. We're going at our own speed, and allowing God to direct our path.
That's how it's supposed to be done.
So, was there ever a point in your life you found yourself in a relationship and trying to compare your relationship to somebody else? Like, man, they ain't even been together half as well as we have. We ought to be married by now.
I don't really think so. Like, when I'm in a relationship with someone, I don't try to look at nobody else's and see where they are. I just go to, you know, go with the flow where we at. Like, I'm not in nobody else's relationship. So the relationship we in, wherever we are, that's what we're supposed to be. And it's not like, I've never been a person to be like, oh my gosh, well, I want what they want, or why we not where they at? You know, now, don't get me wrong, I've been through some things, and I'm like, well, why they not struggling? I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but on that level, yeah. But when it comes to relationship, my relationship ain't supposed to be nobody else's or be like nobody else. Do I would be with that person that is, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, nah, I don't really think so. What about you?
When I was younger, I found myself trying to go with or get with the person that I felt would like mimic somebody else had. And then what I realized is God did not create me the world, but he called me to be a light into the world. So what works for somebody else is not going to work for me.
Yep. I totally agree.
Like, I had to find that person that would pray for me and that would understand my, I wouldn't say my workaholicness. And
is that a word?
Let me know.
Is that a word?
I was about to say,
it sounds like one, but okay.
I made one today, but she understands it, and she understands it, but she helps me organize my thoughts and helps me figure out how to bite it out one bite and help us conquer what it is we need to conquer together. Because the scriptures better than one.
Two is better than one, baby. I feel
Now I'm not trying to compare myself to anybody else, but in the past year, I have done that.
Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that, because you learn, you live, and you grow. Mm-hmm. And then the older you get and realize and get your own thing, and the, you know, the more you mature and get to know each other and all of that and go through the relationship, all of that, you get to learn that, and you look at your own relationship, and then you know, you look at others' relationship, and then it kind of lets you know, let me just stay in my lane, whatever we got. And then you realize, hey, I don't need to compare my relationship to nobody else's or try to be like nobody else, because why would I don't want nobody. I don't want to be like nobody else. I've never tried to be like nobody else. Like, I'm the original. I'm not a copycat. Like, no, be the trendsetter. Now, I will say now, it might be people that want what, you know, I mean, it's not even saying that you're comparing. You know, you could have, like, okay, for example, my sister and my brother-in-law, like, I love their relationship. Like, I've always admired my sister. And then I always say, you know what, y'all, I'm going to be like y'all one day. It ain't came yet, but but I still got hope, you know. I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to be like y'all one day. Because I love their relationship. Because even through the ups and the downs, no relationship is perfect. But guess what you're going to see? Mm-mm. You ain't going to see the bad side. How about that? But they're not going to tell you their relationship perfect, though. They're not going to tell you their marriage is perfect, though.
Mm-mm. Like, what I love is, like, some best friends can't, like, but they're like, look, we have to deal with our own thing before we even talk to you all.
Right, right. Because yep.
Y'all win.
That part.
We going through things over here.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You can't help if you ain't been through nothing.
Mm-mm.
You can guess and assume. Like, oh, well, but, you know, if I was this, maybe... But you ain't, so you can't help me. Next.
You can't help me get to the next level. Whatever you are.
Right. You know what I don't like, though? I've heard people tell me, well, not me, but I've heard people say, oh, you can't, if your marriage failed, you can't tell me how to work. Yes, I can. I did because I've been married before, and it's all tied in with the title.
I've been married before, and I've been married twice.
So I can tell you the don'ts and the do's in what to do with a marriage. Like, when somebody get married or in a relationship, I hope and pray that you do learn something from it. Because if you don't learn something from it, then you're going to continue to go down the same path. So that's saying, oh, you can't tell me how to do this because yours didn't work. Well, baby girl or baby boy, that's why I can tell you, because it didn't work. Let me help you make it work. Okay. I know what went wrong.
The funny thing about that was I was listening to a podcast, a couple of I'll shout out the Dear Pizza Wifey podcast. I was listening to that, and the podcaster host was interviewing a young lady, and he asked her, he said, now a lot of people are going to ask, how can you relationship? And you not married, or you ain't in one. And the woman's response was so but profound at the same time.
What she said? I'm interested to know what she said.
She said, I can tell you about relationships, even though I'm not in one right now, the same way that a man can be a gynecologist, but he ain't never had a vagina.
But he never what?
Had a vagina.
Ooh. Oh, you better come through. That's a good one. Oh, I'm going to use that. I like that. And it make a lot of sense.
She said, we are judge others off of their credentials, but not one time when to the doctor and we go for our checkup. Do we ask that doctor, let me see yours before you check mine?
Ain't no way in the world. Oh my goodness.
She's like, that doctor will never know what it's like to birth a child.
Right.
As women, we will go to a male gynecologist before we go to a woman.
True.
She said, but yet we still have the nerve or the audacity to ask, how can I tell you about relationships when I'm... That's how.
Right.
And when she said that, I was like, oh my God, like I never thought of...
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that one.
Got anything to add to this, sis?
Let me see. Okay, so I do have a question for you. If you had, since the podcast is about is relationship goals a real thing, if you had to choose, don't try to ask me that because I don't know that. If you had to choose a relationship to be like or compare and say, hey, relationship goals for my relationship, what relationship would it be? They don't even have to be famous.
The relationship I would choose would be one of my good friends, which my sister hit me and her husband. which is the Greer Gang. The Greer.
You know who I thought you were going to say?
Text the King.
I thought you were going to say your favorite.
What? Them two. Now, if I had a younger relationship to pick, I would choose the Greer.
Okay.
Now, if I had a more adult, grown-up relationship, more seasoned, for sure. But for sure, and the reason why I picked them was because what I have seen them not only go through, but grow through.
Okay.
And yet, and still, they still kept the main thing, the main thing. They keep God first.
That's how you do it.
First.
Let me tell you something. Look, here's the relationship goal. This, listen, everybody listen good. Take notes. It's one answer. The relationship goal is God. That is the foundation of the relationship, including, not excluding, including the friendship. Because if you don't have friendship first, what do you have?
Nothing.
That's how you build. But yeah, the goal, my relationship goal is God. If you got God, y'all, I'm telling you, in anything, this is in anything, you can make it. People out here, you know, it's really sad because I look at relationships and I look at these celebrities that get together. And it's like a certain amount of time. It's only a matter of time before they break up. It's like it's going to happen. You just don't know when. So when I see celebrities get married, it's like, oh, this is a moment. This is temporary. It's not longevity. That's how I look at it. And that is not a relationship goal that I desire at all.
Uh-uh.
They just getting married because it's something to do. Like, what? And then 15 years and 17 years and 12 years and 8 years and 5 years down the line, they got the line going between them that they broke up. Like, okay, well, we knew it. We just didn't know when. And it's not to put a deadline or timeline on a relationship. It's just what we see and it's what's happening. And it's sad, but it's true.
Right.
But yeah, that's all. So, oh, you asked me my last, what, if I got anything else to say. But that's pretty much all I got to say. I would say don't try to mimic nobody's relationship. Just have your goals between you and your mate.
For sure.
Yeah.
And as we close out, y'all, shout out to our listeners that are listening to this. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us, for supporting us, Germany, England, we appreciate to us, and y'all continue to rate, share, and if you got any topics you want Real Talk Monday, just email us at realtalkmonday1@gmail.com, and Tevis, Daisy, and I will definitely discuss these topics. Or if we can't do it.
I'm waiting to see if you're going to say what. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Let us know, and I'll get with my sister Kay, and we'll jump on in and give y'all a little pop. So, as I always say, as we close out, sometimes our disappointments are nothing.
Before you do your little disappointment. Y'all see how James do me, y'all? When he come on my podcast, I let
him
put his information out.
Good grief, y'all. See, I ain't even let me do it. But
you said,
as I always
say,
sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning some things that we look at as bad, God is only turning it around for our good. And like I was about to do before I was interrupted, I'm going to throw it over to my sister to let her shout out her podcast and let y'all know where you can find her at.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm a little hype. I'm not apologizing because I'm a little hype because my bro is the same one, James, that helped me get my podcast to where it is. So I cannot say anything about my podcast without mentioning my book, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have one. So shout out to James. And I want to thank you guys for the listeners. And to let y'all know where you can find my podcast at, it's called Let's Ask K, and it's on all digital platforms. It's L-E-T-S, ask, I think it's a space, space, at A-S-K, space, K-A-Y, Let's Ask K, and also on Facebook, same. So make sure y'all tune in to my latest podcast that me and James recently did, entitled Unlearning Some Things in Past Relationships, something to that extent. I forgot the exact name of it. But also, please check out the previous podcast based upon my last relationship, whatever it was called, about the healing from the betrayal and all of that. That's the second recent post podcast. So make sure y'all check that out.
There you go. So we will see y'all soon. Love y'all. Peace.
All right, we're out.